It's that time. Time for NBWEN Talk Radio, the premier radio show for the National Business Women Enterprise Network Incorporated, a diverse, innovative, and emerging organization catering to the needs of womenpreneurs across the country. With your host, Shelley Williams. Call in now at 347-945-6683 and engage in fireside chats and interactive live discussions. NBWEN Talk Radio. Now, here's Shelley.
Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shelley Williams, the founder and executive director of NBWEN, the National Business Women Enterprise Network. For more information about us, please visit our website at www.nbwen.org, or if you're on our radio show, you can check out our profile and click on the links, and it'll take you to our free networking site. Today, we're going to talk about, number one, we got a new president and some exciting news about the future for our kids, our family, our families. And, it's different and exciting and probably still kind of numbing for some folks. As we proceed, I've been listening to the Michael Bazin show and just getting people's reactions on both sides. And I actually went out to his site and kind of checked it out and created a profile and kind of posted a couple blogs out there just to, kind of get my feet in the door and see what's going on. It's different, and it's going to be, still a little bit of a struggle, of course. We don't expect anything to change overnight, but I tell you what, for me, it was just, it was breathtaking and just almost like I was in a dream state watching President-elect Obama walk across the stage and greet his wife and his daughters to make his acceptance speech. It was just something that was just, I was in awe. And, I tried to call my grandmother. Unfortunately, we had a death in the family, and so she was out in California, so I'm not sure if she got back in time. And, she's in her 70s. And I just wanted to, hear her voice and hear her reaction to the news and just kind of, feel her out being someone that has gone through, decades of seeing changes with regard to, race relations and civil rights and all the other kind of stuff. So I'm still waiting to talk to her. I may even have her on the show one day. I love my grandmother very, very much. Today we're going to have on our show, and I'm waiting for her to call in, Ms. Valder Beebe. And I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And when I talk to her, I'll let her know how I know her because I have not spoken to her yet. But Valder is a popular radio and TV personality. She's a mother of four, like myself. And she is gone green. So she's going to share some information with us about eco-awareness and how women business owners and female entrepreneurs can go green, help the environment, and make money. And we're all really interested, I'm sure, about making money and how to do that. So this is another good way to get some things going. So I'm waiting for her to call in, and I'll just read you some information that she sent me. I thought it was pretty interesting. Trusted information about how to go and live green can be a challenge online. Just try searching for going green on Google. What you can trust and what you can't is mind-boggling. So our host and executive producer of Living Green and Giving Green for Dallas iMedia Cable, Valder Beebe, is an environmentalist. She left her job in corporate America over 20 years ago, is an ecopreneur, and hosts the award-winning Valder Beebe Show on FM and internet radio. As an ecopreneur is one who derives their livelihood from being a part of the environmental movement. She has lived environmentally friendly on a domestic, everyday level for over 20 years. She teaches and shares with others the inspiration to make one change in your life to benefit you and the planet. So I'm excited about this talk show today. When we were talking and trying to, when I was waiting for her to send over her topic, I was just excited and waiting for her to send that to me. And when she sent the topic, I was like, oh, this is going to be great, because I've been wanting to, you know, delve into being green, but I hadn't really done that yet. So I have a caller, and I'm hoping that that might be our guest. 972-788, is that you?
That's me. This is Valder Baby.
Hi, Valder. How are you today?
I'm exceptional today. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I have been reading about you, and let me tell you how I know you before we get into the show. About 2003 or 2004, I met a lady. I used to work at a Christian school, and a lady had her children there, and she did etiquette training for children.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes, Mrs. Royal. She's a pastor's wife.
Right.
And I was helping her, you know, get her packages together to try to get more students to come to her class. And I remember her saying, I need you to send this information over to the Valder Beebe show. And I was like, okay, who's Valder Beebe? So that was when I really kind of researched to try to find out who you were and what you were doing. And that's how I found out about you then. And it was just really great and exciting to see you coming on board in Regina. How do you pronounce her name? Regina?
Oh, I call her Smith because I have a hard
Smith.
Time with her name. I do. I
know.
I
was like, I don't want to call her the wrong thing. But, yeah, she contacted me. And well, actually, she was contacting everybody on the network to find out, you know, if they wanted to come on your show. And I was like, oh, I would love to have her on my show. And then we'll talk about that one.
Okay. Well, we'd love to have you as a guest. As you know, my show, The Valder Beebe Show, I'm always engaging with dynamic women like you. It's a very simple premise of my show. It's a spiritual talk show, but I think all things are spiritual. What I mean by that, if the economy's doing really good, everybody's really happy. But if it's not doing so good, we're not so happy. And it all affects our spirit. So I talk to people about a matrix of topics, from the price of gas to how to be a good mom. And so women like you are really important, because I think you're the heartbeat of this society, women who see the possibility of America and go after your dreams.
Amen.
So we'd love to have you come on and be a guest.
I would love to be there. There's so many different things, and this topic of going green is just – you know, I see things around us and how we're depleting our resources. And, you know, I'm like, okay, what can I do? I started, you know, we were getting newspapers and, you know, the kids drink sodas and juices and cans and all that stuff. And our kids' school has a big recycle bin in the back of it. So we had started just kind of taking things over there. And every time I see an opportunity to recycle something, I'm like, get a bag, put everything in there, let's go. So
well,
I'm trying to do my part.
imagine America as we were at one time, and I really believe at this time in this day with change in the air and hope in the air, that everybody will come back to doing their part, or they will start doing their part. You're not asked to do more than your part. God doesn't ask you to do more than your part, and America doesn't ask you to do more than your part. It just asks you to do your best part.
Exactly.
So if everybody recycled, reused, or repurposed, you know, we would be on our way to a healthier planet. That's what I'm looking at. But what you're doing is exactly my philosophy. I think if everybody makes one change in their life, whether if you start to recycle or to wear your clothes a little bit longer. Those are things that everybody can do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking at, you know, how did you get involved in going green for business and entrepreneurs?
Well, I started personally. I left my job in corporate America when my children were small. They're now in college. And we were a two-income family like most American families, and there had to be some changes that took place in our life. We were doing very well. But there had to be some changes if we were going to go to a one-income family. And so I gave up a lot of things, which I thought were luxuries at the time. And I didn't give them up so easily. But I gave them up in order to give my children the opportunity to be with their mom and to have the best quality early childhood education. So I stopped, you know, putting my clothes in the cleaner so often. I started buying better food. I just gradually made personal changes. And from those personal changes over a 20-year period, now I have I've evolved into a bigger change for people like you and me and your listeners. We all can make these personal changes. Then I looked at business can make great changes. Business can do a lot of the things that you and I do. Businesses can have recycle cans in their office where people can put their soda cans and their water bottles. They can recycle their paper. Do you know you can save almost $1,000 a year in an office with 10 people if you recycle the paper that you purchase each year? That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
That is a lot of money. I'm using paper right now that I had some things. I ran them off on my home printer for a green event that I went through to, and they were handouts, and I had some left over. Now I'm printing my daily work on the other side because the paper's good. Businesses and individuals can do this. These are small things that everyone can do. What I talk about in Living Green, I don't talk about on I'm not a climatologist. I'm not a scientist. I don't talk on that level. I talk on what I call a domestic level, an everyday level that you and I do. You and I put our dishes in the dishwasher, or we wash our dishes, we wash our clothes, we vacuum our floor. Well, those are the areas I talk about that you can go green right in your house. And that hopefully that inspiration will take you past your house and your office, and now you want to, like you say, want to get out to the schoolyard and help them to go green, that type of thing.
Oh, most definitely. Now, you mentioned washing dishes by hand and using a dishwasher. This is what I've always wanted to know. What is better? Because, you know, the dishwasher has a certain cycle. You know, my kids, I'm, you know, teaching them how to wash the dishes now, and they just run the water. I'm like, turn it off. Put it in a bowl, you know, drop it in there, trying to make them, you know, use less water. Is it, you know, would it be less for us to put them in the dishwasher or for us to wash them by hand?
Well, it depends on what kind of dishwasher you have. If you have to have a current energy-saving dishwasher to save money.
So
if your dishwasher is 5 years old, it's not going to save you a lot of money. But, of course, with kids washing dishes, that's not going to save you a lot of money either.
No.
Here's what I recommend. This is something parents don't do. Show your kids the bill so that they can see what's coming in, so that they can see in April the water bill was X amount of dollars, but in the following month it was higher, so that they can say, well, why is it more? See, kids live a very subliminal life. They don't understand
they really do.
About wasting water because no one's ever asked them to pay the water bill. And so you can't expect that kind of respect from them if they're not involved in the process. And it's a simple way. It's not placing a burden on your kids. It's making them aware. And it's also giving your kids financial education that's currently not being taught in schools, whether it's a public school or a private or parochial school. They're not really teaching how to be a good budgeter, how to be a family manager. That's gone by the way. That used to be called home economics. That's right. It becomes our job at home to help them to understand that water, you pay for water coming in and you pay for water going out. Did you know you
pay
for water twice? You do. It's called sewer going out, and it's called the water bill coming in.
Wow. I forgot all about home economics.
And we have. We've taken that out of the school, so that's not a part of our daily understanding. But that's okay because now you have a great opportunity, and your listeners also, you have a great opportunity to help your kids to understand economics 101 at an early age.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, your company is a media content company. What are your areas of media?
We provide the content for internet, cable television, internet television, newspaper. We provide the content saying that you have a website and you've got a great website, but you don't have enough content. You don't have articles. Well, we provide you, we syndicate our articles to you so that you can have a robust site also too. And you can say, well, I want some. Everybody right now, we're doing very well with our Living Green content because everybody wants Living Green, whether they're green or not, but they want it on their sites. And so we syndicate that content to them so that they can also be educators and use it for their furthering of their website. So we provide the content because we have the writers, whether it's video for your website or for your cable television show or for your newspaper, we provide content.
Wow. So is that, when you say syndicated for your website, are you talking about like RSS feeds or is it something different?
No, we don't do RSS feed because, you know, that medium is so overcrowded and a lot. We found out through a survey a lot of people really don't know how to use the RSS feed
they
on
don't.
Their site. Many do, but a lot don't. So we decided not to go that route, and we work directly with people. So people come to our site. And we have, I think we have a very appealing site, a very content-rich site. And when they come there, they find out that they can have that kind of content also, too. So what we do is we work with them one-on-one. You become a client of ours. We set up an account, and we provide the information to you. We either provide it through a simple format like you send it or we email it, whatever works. In that context of getting that information to you each month.
Wow. What's that website?
My website is Valder, V-A-L-D-E-R, B-B, B-E-E, show. It's valderbbshow.com. And we had over 23 million visits to that site alone in 2007. Yeah, that was 2007. I haven't really saw where we are now. We're doing well. I don't know if we surpassed those numbers, but our goal is to surpass the 23 million visitors that we had in 2007 to valderbbshow.com.
Wow, that is wonderful. How long has the website been up, and how long have you been doing the media content?
Well, the site's been up. This will be our fourth year that we've had the site, but the site has had to mature. You know, we had to find our rhythm, and we've had like 6 or 7 sites. Sites are like clothes. They go out of style.
Mm-hmm,
if you notice, certain kind of sites, you know, they're not in vogue. So we put up a site either once or twice a year. So we've had the site for 4 years. We've done our radio show. This is our fifth year for our radio show. And you asked me another question. I'm sorry, I didn't get that question.
I said, how long was your site there? And oh, goodness, I lost my train of thought.
How long we've been providing content.
Yes, how long have you been providing the content?
This is we've been doing the content for 4 years, but this is our second year in syndicating the content. And don't think, you know, I'm sitting up writing all this. We work with a host of writers who are specialties in their field. They're great, people just like you. They have their own businesses. They have jobs. But also they have a passion for giving and sharing information. So we work with a web marketing specialist. She's the first person. Her name is Tarsha Polk. As a matter of fact, she has her own show.
I know Tarsha, Well, I haven't met her personally, but I was listening to her show a couple weeks ago.
That's right. She's got a great show. But also, she's a internet marketing specialist, and her degree is in that field. She's the first person I'd met with that degree in that field. And she writes about marketing your business. We work with marketing. We have a great technology guru. His name is Darnell Smith. And
Darnell, too.
Oh, look, see, it's a small world.
Yeah, it is. Darnell actually spoke at one of our Lunch and Learns last year. He's great.
See, knows the best people. He designs my website, and also he provides technology content because he is one of the most brilliant people that I know. I kid you not.
Oh, yeah.
Aspects of technology. He's one of the most brilliant people.
Yes, he is.
I love him dearly. And so we work with that. We work with a personal coach. We work with women who have their own businesses and write about women businesses. And, of course, we work with Living Green writers also, too. And one of our most popular Living Green writors is a 12-year-old honor student here in Texas.
Really?
That's right.
Wow.
Seeing kids want to save their planet because they hear adults making it sound so scary. So they want to save their planet, and they do things to make it a better place because it's going to be their world.
Wow. Well, I've got it. Are you looking for any other writers?
I'm always looking for writers.
Good deal. Well, I know one of the ladies that is on our board, actually, she is a Going Green person as well, and she writes for the online Black Enterprise section of their Going Green area.
Which
so
I read very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
I
so
probably
she,
read by her.
You probably did, and she, when I mentioned that I was doing the show, she sent me an email yesterday. She's like, hey, that should have been me.
you'll let her come on, and after you tell her, she can come on my show.
I told her, I said, well, you need to call in during the show and you know, participate in this one, and then also, you know, we get in touch with you. So I'm so glad that, you know, I'm having you here on the show again, because it just, it's going to be amazing.
But yeah, simply if anybody, yeah, always. We get over 300 emails a week. We get 100 books a week. We get a lot of mail, a lot of response, and the show is steadily growing. But if you know, I'm very easy to reach. People simply go to valderbbshow.com and go to contact us, and they'll make sure that I get that inquiry when you need to.
Wow. So now to the nitty gritty of what everybody's been trying to figure out. How do you make money in the business world by going green? I know you mentioned earlier about getting the tubs and things in the office. What other ways?
Well, how do you make money? And let's talk. We'll start a little bit big, and then we'll come down to an everyday level.
Okay.
The president-elect Barack Obama is going to jumpstart making money in the green economy. He talked about it, and I hope people have really listened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about green jobs, green collar jobs. Remember, everybody always wanted a white collar job, or kind of settled for a blue collar job. Well, now green collar jobs are going to be the job. Whether you are a solar panel manufacturer or you're installing solar panels, these are going to be considered a green job economy. But it's going to be so much broader than that, and it already is. It just has not hit its full stride. I think everything needs a hero, and I think Barack Obama will be the green hero. Now, I can't say about all those other areas he's got to deal with.
But as far as
the environment, he is going to be the green hero. He's one of the reasons why I heard him say early on, and I talked to a really good friend of his. I interviewed Hill Harper. If anybody likes it, I interviewed him several times because – when I like someone, I pursue them because I want to hear words, because words are power. And Hill has very powerful words also, too. And if anybody's interested, you can go to my site, valderbbshow.com, and on the home page you can see my interview with him, a green interview.
Wow.
That's I'm pointing them.
We'll actually be here tomorrow at Paul Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah. And if you have the opportunity – you know, I call it the energy of greatness. Try to get into his space and just be in his space. He is so charismatic. He really is. He's, you know, I can tell he's like Barack's friend. It is. It's this energy of greatness that he has. But let's get back to President-elect Barack Obama. He talked about green jobs, and his opponent kind of laughed at him because his opponent was on the total different spectrum. His opponent was for nuclear power. Well, I'm scared to death of nuclear power.
Me too.
He wants more coal power. Well, most of the kids can't breathe now, so why are we going to kill them? He was for power that I did not believe in. Now, I think John McCain is a really exceptional guy. I must say that because I had an opportunity to watch a documentary from one of my guests on my show created. And he is an American hero. People didn't really know enough about John McCain. I felt there were two people who loved America. They just went about it in different ways in trying to get us to elect them. So we know John didn't win, and Barack did. Barack wants to bring solar and wind and clean coal technology, meaning he wants to use coal also, but he wants better emission standards. He wants them plants to create better technology to use coal because coal is an American resource.
I like
what he's talking. I like what he's talking about in the environment. So he's going to, one of this, watch after, I would probably say January 21st, he's going to unveil his green job initiative. I kid you not.
Wow.
There are
I'm looking forward to that.
They look forward to it. But How can the everyday citizen make money? This is what your listeners are probably saying. How is that going to help me? Well, I say, one, start thinking now. That's the very first thing. Start thinking now, because green is a spectrum that covers everything that is on this planet. And people don't understand green. They think it's about, oh, just shopping at Whole Foods. That's what people think green is. It is far. If you breathe it, if you think it, if you see it, if you use your five senses, it has to be green in order for you to thrive and survive. So if you want to make money and get in on the ground floor opportunity, okay, start thinking. But here, let me give you some everyday ways to start thinking.
Okay.
If you own a cleaning service, yes, a cleaning service. You own a cleaning service. If you buy environmental-friendly products, if you set those toxic chemicals aside and you buy environmental-friendly products, your business is on the way to becoming green. And now you can go to your customer and say, and I've done this with the company, and that's why I'm using this as an example. It's a company here in Dallas. And I said, we started off, I said, you know, if you just take a small portion of your business, just say bathrooms, and you buy all green products, and you go to your customer and says, Ms. Smith, my company, we're going green. We're only going to do bathrooms. We're going to start with bathrooms. All the chemicals have been certified as green, non-toxic, safe environmental chemicals. And we'll be using those for the bathroom. And it's an option that you can purchase for your business. We can continue using the chemicals we are, or we can use the green chemicals. She said, now it's going to cost a slight bit more because the chemicals are still costing a slight bit more because consumer demand hasn't brought the price down. But we'd like to offer you that. You start that way, and you offer that to the client, give them the option, and your company has grown green, gone green already. And your customer...
Wow.
Everybody wants to be in on the latest trend. So she's going to
tell her
friends. She says, you know what? Oh, the cleaning company. Oh, they're using green products on my bathroom. And you know what? Oh, little Billy, you know, he's not coughing as much when he goes and takes his shower. I'm sure it has something to do with the green product. Because more than likely, little Billy is allergic to the chloride ammonia that's in the cleanser or something. Being used on the bathroom, but nobody ever knew why. They just know he coughs when he goes to take a shower.
Wow.
This is how, and that's a simple business, a cleaning business. If you have, just let's say, you have a secondhand store. Now, that term, we now call it a thrift store. Okay, that's the more term. You got a thrift store. If you take your thrift store, okay, and you work with an organization that's a nonprofit. Maybe say they do domestic violence, right? And you said, okay, we're going to give a 5% of our profits to this domestic violence shelter also. So we're going to take our store, I'm going to spiff it up, and what we're going to do is we're going to now tell the people that donate clothes that we're going green. What that's going to mean for that thrift store is they're going to give 5% of their profits to a domestic violence shelter. When the season change, when you go from summer to winter, they're not going to throw those clothes away. They're going to invite all the women from the domestic violence shelter in to come in and freely choose all of these clothes. And they're not going to put them in a landfill now like they eventually would. They become green. Now they become a resale shop. Into the 21st century. They're doing something for the environment. They're doing something for the community. Those clothes usually at the end of the season, those clothes are usually dumped off at some kind of recycling center, which is good. Mm-hmm. Some of it may end up in the landfill. Can you imagine women who don't have a home? Now they can bring their kids in and they can get really nice clothes. So you're doing something for the environment. You're doing something for the community. And more than likely, you're going to feel pretty good about your company.
Definitely.
And now you've moved into the green revolution. See, green is about recycle, reusing, and repurpose. That's the bottom line of green.
Wow. Now, I have a question. You speaking of clothes, I have a company that I do office administration for. And when their sales reps, and this is what I found difficult, I have not found a location that will recycle the clothing that these sales reps have. When they complete their sales there, what I'm told to do is to take the shirts and take out the logo that the company has and then dump the shirts. And I'm like, that's kind of wasteful. I don't want to waste the material in these shirts because the logo is not that big. If you cut out the logo, there's still a lot of material left. And so I called around. I went on the internet. I was looking. I was like, I don't see any place that accepts clothing as recyclables or something. And I did have an opportunity, and the lady never called me, but she was making purses out of recycled material. And I was like, oh, this would be great. Because I have so much. I mean, these are Oxford shirts. These are polo knits. It's really nice material. But, I mean, I've got loads of it. And I've just been holding on to it until I find a place that would do it.
There's so many ways you probably could dispose of it. People, and what that company is doing, just imagine millions of companies are doing this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine this. This is what people are doing. They don't want to give it away, or they can't give it away, so
mm-hmm.
they dump it. All of this goes into landfills.
Yeah.
Clothing is better in the landfill than plastic, but it's still in a landfill, and we want to keep as much as we can out of harming the earth, okay?
Right,
so,
right.
I would recommend, my company does a weekly newsletter
mm-hmm.
that goes out. And I would love for people to sign up for it because it's an informational newsletter. 3/4 of it is about the show, who's going to be on there, what they're talking about, that kind of stuff. But then my Living Green section, I have this thing called I Adore This Living Green, where I find companies that I adore. I adore what they're doing. And one
mm-hmm.
of my favorite all-time companies is Earth 911.
Earth
911 will tell you where to recycle anything on this planet.
Oh, great.
You simply go to earth911.com, put in your zip code, put in what you're looking to recycle, and it will tell you. You can't get
okay.
any easier than that. There's
wow.
So, you know, yeah, the internet is such a great tool, but it's such a big tool so people don't know. So what
yeah.
I do through Living Green, I tell people how to use the resources of Living Green. That's what
mm-hmm.
we do in Living Green. We will tell
okay.
you. Right now, we're doing the top 10 Southwest cities. What our cities in Texas are doing? Dallas, Houston, Austin, those cities. What are they doing to go green? And they're doing some incredible things. But we also
wow.
talk about I Adore This Living Green. That's my favorite thing to choose each week. What
mm-hmm.
website can we tell people about? And Earth 911 is the best website. You want to recycle it, Earth 911 will tell you.
I'm so glad that I had this.
I'm glad you asked.
I really need to know that. Yep. I've been sitting there. I mean, this. I have a huge, I mean, one of those, like, 39-gallon bags of shirts, and they're filling, they're falling out. You know, I have that many shirts. I'm telling you.
I know, and people
like,
get frustrated, and then what happens is you throw it away. Because you've had it a long time. It's like any other problem. You can't find a resolution, and you know you can dump it in the nearest dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's happening to our earth in so many ways. That's how people feel
right.
about their trash. They just feel they can just dump it. But we can't continue doing the same thing and getting the same results. Now, people all the time, I have a green blog also, too. If you go to my site, I have all things
mm-hmm.
green. I love green. Okay, it's like what's my favorite color and all that kind of stuff. I have a green
oh,
blog
wow.
where people come on and ask questions. Then I have a green celebrity blog where I talk to people from the show like Hill Harper and you name it. And I always ask them, what are you doing to live or go green? And people can go on there and be inspired by them and so that
wow.
they can say, well, like, hey, I do what Hill Harper does or I can do what whoever does and I can live and go green, that type of thing. But
I know I'm going to be on there more often.
Oh, we'd love for you to join and become a part of our community and take this information and use it to your advantage. If it works for your
Definitely.
Show, use it. Help people
yeah.
because you have a voice. You know, that's
I
why
put
I want
to green
come on
section
your show
our,
because you've yeah. got a voice.
Oh, I need to put that on our site and make a green we have all those forum discussions, so I need to put that on there. We have a section called MBWin Cares, but it's like more giving to charities and things like that. But I should have something on there for MBWin Goes Green, or I'll think of something really snappy.
Should have something for green. And great, because I've got something for charities. I launch a TV show next year on Dallas Cable. It's called Gigi Giving Green. It's about giving of philanthropy. You made me think of that because you said about giving. It's about I co-host it with, her name is Cheryl Jackson. You might know her.
Jackson. I haven't met her yet.
But you see her every morning on Good Morning every Monday on Good Morning Texas. She does this thing, Sisters in Savings and Steals and Deals. But we also have a show. Small world, isn't it?
It is.
She and I will co-host Giving Green. We call it Gigi Giving Green, and it merges philanthropy, which is Cheryl Jackson, with eco awareness, which I am, and we talk about giving more to the environment, giving more to people, because we feel giving is the power that God gave us. Simple as that. And people can find ways to give. So hopefully they'll tune into that, Giving Green. If they can't watch it on Dallas iMedia Cable, they can log on once again to Valder BB Show and watch it on BBN Network.
Wonderful. You got so many ways to see the information. And, again, that's even going green. I think, you know, people that have their businesses online and do things that way instead of having to print things and, you know, like applications and things like that, allowing people to do that online instead of printing, that's going green as well. It's just, you know,
well, it is,
not
because
wasting.
You know, it's saving trees, and people don't realize how important having more trees to have air is than to have paper. It's very, very important. And so, you know, anything you can do online is a great opportunity. But let's get back to businesses a little bit.
Yes, yes.
I wanted to talk about President-elect Obama because I'm so excited about what he's bringing to the table in environmental awareness. This is not a political stance. This is like, I just like clean air, clean water, and a great place.
Simply,
I got a personal stake in it. To create businesses, I said people need to start thinking now. The solar panels, that's just one industry. Solar panels, the price is coming down. Solar panels are going to be on apartment buildings in the near future. When you go look at a new home, they're already going to be a part of that. People want to live off the grid. What is living off the grid? That's my ultimate goal. Living off the grid is where you provide you sustain your own self. You provide your own electricity through solar panels. You provide your own water through some type of water collection system on your property. You grow your own food. Now, a lot of people may not want to go to that particular height, but choose something where you don't have to continually pay for it. Most of your adult life, everybody has paid utility bills. It does not have to be that way anymore. You can generate your own electricity through various means. That's something that will come in play. Think about being a provider.
Well, it's almost like going back to, you know, before all of the stuff that we have now.
Well, it's going to be going back to basics, but in a more sophisticated style.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going
to
be where it was rough, you know, for the pioneers and things like that. We know and we have technology. Now we can refine it where it's kind to the earth and it's also benefiting us also, too. So I know people who have electric cars, and they have not been to a gas station in over 10 years. They've had their cars this long, and they're generating their own electricity, so they're paying zero to drive around wherever they go. That's a reality. That's not in the future. That's today. So we've got to change. I love seeing T. Boone Pickens. T. Boone Pickens took his own money and made a series of commercials saying we've got to stop being dependent on foreign oil because it's a breach in our security. I don't like to be dependent on foreign oil because there's only so much fossil fuel that we can take from the earth. Not that there's not enough, but there's only so much that we can continue to take from the earth, and there's not shifts in the earth. Simple as that.
Right. Right.
So I'm looking, I believe, in alternative ways to have fuel, those type of things. T-Bone Pickens.
We should probably rotate it or something because we have our own resources. We just are not utilizing it. It's like we're saving it. You know how you kind of hoard stuff because you don't want to use, you want to use everybody else's stuff and leave yours just kind of sitting there just in case.
But
and
it's made us very
vulnerable.
to the will and the power of others.
Mm-hmm.
So thus it's
it
taking
is.
Away our economic independence, and we see it.
Right.
We really
right.
see it. We saw it when gas was high. Everybody
mm-hmm.
breathed a sigh of relief. Gas has gone down. Don't believe it's going to
uh-huh.
stay there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It will fluctuate mm-hmm. probably throughout our lifetime. It'll go up. It'll come down. It'll go up. There won't be enough. There won't be enough. That's what we're
uh-huh.
going to go through. So now we've got to look at, okay, now there is a breather, folks. Okay, you need to look at a different way of doing things. Remember, if you keep doing the same thing, you'll keep getting the same results.
Exactly.
So when OPEC decides to lessen production, what happens? Price goes up. Now we're back to being all stressed. Okay? So now we need to really look at solar. We need to look at wind. We need to look at biofuels. We need to look at those things as far as our security for this country and this nation. We need to look at it to continue to be a leader in the world because everybody mimics what we do. So that means they're mimicking the bad habits we have. So we have to now
uh-huh.
go back to good habits. We need to do it for the planet. We need to do it for ourselves. We need to do it for future generations. We must look at alternative ways to fuel our lifestyle.
Right, right. Well, Ms. Valder, I have a caller on the line, and we have about 18 minutes left in the show, so I want to kind of get some people to call in and ask you a few questions if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. Caller, area code 702, you're on the air.
Hi. I am just totally enjoying this. Totally.
Me too.
I am. I'm like, there are so many positive people on the Internet. I mean, it's just so many. That is
well,
just...
introduce yourself there.
Pardon me?
Introduce yourself. Who are you? What's your name?
Well,
where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Alonzo. And
hi, Alonzo.
I'm just really having a good time listening because, it's like I say, it's just so, you guys are just so positive and forward-thinking. It's just making me elevate my own thinking. I want to just kind of comment a little bit. Thomas Friedman wrote a book called The World is Flat. And it was about the 21st century and what's going to be happening with respect to technologies and the advancements that we have. And I'm in science. I'm a physicist, and I work in nanotechnologies. And what the guest was talking about regarding all the different opportunities that are available is just, like, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We are working on. In fact, I got a fellowship to do research at the Large Hadron Collider next year, the middle of next year, which is a particle accelerator. I'm going to get mm-hmm. an opportunity to go to Switzerland to do research there. But we're working on things like storing information inside the nucleus of atoms nowadays. I mean,
wow.
This is really where we are with respect to the cutting edge of technology and information and this whole idea of green.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that is
what's your comment for Ms.
My
Beebe?
Comment, well, I guess I'm more or less just kind of acquiescing to what she's saying. You know, I wrote a software that my company was able to sell to the state of Michigan. It is the Michigan Paperless Education Project, and it was for teachers because teachers in Michigan use about 2 reams of paper a week. And so you get a school with 200 teachers in it, and they're all making copies and burning about 200 reams. That's a lot of money across the state. The
yeah.
state of Michigan purchased the software. I guess what I'm really interested in is I'm an African-American man, and this has just plagued me all my life. Not that, but the idea of getting, because I first introduced it to the city of Detroit school, which is, I got a $400 million deficit right now. How can we get more African-American students to become scientifically and environmentally oriented? Because it takes a lot of science to get involved in that kind of thing. What is it about this whole discussion you're having with respect to solar panels and wind energy, and what is it that causes? If you maybe you don't know the answer, but I just kind of want to put it out there. What is it that African-American children have an aversion, or I should say, generally speaking, have an aversion to this whole idea of the environment in which we live and the fact that we have a responsibility to that environment. Can you kind of, I don't know if I'm making any kind of sense here, but I'm trying to put a whole lot of things in one little
sentence. Well, you're making very, very much sense.
Very.
First, I wanted to respond to Thomas Friedman. You know, he's a three times Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yes.
So his book, you know, about the world being flat, you know, it's an incredible book. It really, really is. Those are the kind of gifts I give for Christmas.
Yeah.
that have a value. But you had said about African-American children.
No, let me interrupt you briefly. I brought in Thomas Friedman because a lot of the complaints I hear is regarding the disadvantage idea. And he's saying the world is flat, which I'm finding to be true. So that's why I brought that in with that.
Yes, exactly. And it's a great book. And if your audience hasn't read it, I would recommend that they get a copy of it or get it from the library. I recommend the library. That way you don't have to own the book and you don't have to tear down the tree. It's already
recyclable.
Or Google,
right?
That's what you should say. But African-American children, I really feel, and I keep saying this, there is a change coming. And I've known in my spirit that a change has been coming for a long time because I know that we can't continue doing the same thing we're doing. You watch the weather patterns. We can't continue doing what we're doing. All of that is an effect. People say, oh, that's how it's going to happen. It's supposed to be that way. That may be that's what's happening, but we're kind of hastening what's happening by contributions to it. But African-American children, I really feel there's going to be a change because there's going to be a change in their parents. Their parents, the question that was asked to me, how do we make money in this economy? As their parents become energized and see that they can make money in this economy through creating green businesses or retooling their businesses to go green. And you don't have to be a high-level person to get in on the green economy. I mentioned something like a cleaning business or a thrift store. Those are viable green businesses. As their parents see the possibility of what can be, they will energize their children. Their children will be energized by their parents, but their children will be in general energized by the energy that's going on around them. Other children will come to school and they'll say, guess what? You know, my dad, he's got a green collar job. Oh, what's that green collar job? They will have that energy going on, whether their parents get on board or not. But their parents can be their first inspiration. They can sit down with their kids and say, look, hey, things are really, really tight in this economy and we're not doing so well. What are some ideas that you guys think we could do would be a progressive business that we could start as a family and make some money?
You know, you're just making so much sense. You know, I have a radio program that comes on Sundays, and I don't want to shamelessly plug it, but you're just making so much sense. But, you know, like, for example, my aversion was to paper. I hate paper. You get paper. I get no bills in the mail. All
Me
of my
either.
Bills come through email. I pay all my bills online, and I'm telling you, it's such a freedom to do this. It's just amazing. And when I found out that this is all what they talk about, green, this entails green, a green economy, a green environment. I mean, you need to be on some nationally syndicated thing
But I'm so excited that you're listening and that you're being a part of green. See, this is the thing that will bring people in when they realize their domestic everyday level, and that's what I work from, an everyday domestic level. People getting mail, cleaning their houses, going to work. There are more of us than there are people making decisions for us. So if we can get the people on everyday level to get their bills by mail. Now, my ultimate solution would to be debt-free and not get any bills. That would be really green because you get the green,
green
in your pocket. Or you can make other choices with your green. Now you can go out and save the whales or help the polar bear because you get to keep your green.
You know, that is just is, and you know, that's God-like, too. On top of that, that is God-like because you are taking responsibility for the earth that you are living in and manifesting in. You are appreciating where you are. It just does my heart good to hear this.
We're so glad, and this show is about reaching listeners, obviously, like you, so that it can have an impact. So you can go back And now you can contemplate and say, you know, what more can I do?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And each one teach one.
Absolutely.
Take what
I'm
you've gonna, learned
drop
and
your
take
email,
it someplace
guest,
else.
Now, you're NBWEN, right?
NBWEN.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to drop your email. And if you don't mind giving your guest my email address, and maybe I could have her on my program. I'm on my regular radio station, a traditional
radio
station.
Oh, that would be
so
good.
Yeah,
in
definitely.
Las Vegas. And it's just, in Las Vegas, we are taught to conserve because of the water. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
So water
right.
is very precious to us. So.
Well, I'd love to talk with you guys because there's a lot of people in Las Vegas living off the grid. They are catching
yes.
their own water. They're creating
Absolutely.
Concerns under their garages, and they aren't paying any water bills. And
Absolutely.
And many people can do that.
Yep.
Right,
okay,
right.
I'm going to hang up, ladies. I'm listening.
Well,
I
thank
see your
you
email
so
there.
Much, Alonzo, and I put my email address in
I
the
see.
Chat room there. All right.
I'll send you my info right away.
And, Valder, if you want to let him know how he can contact you as well and let
he
our listeners know.
He can just simply go to thevalderbbshow.com and just go to contact us right there. And let me spell it for you. It's V as in Victoria, A-L-D-E-R. BBBEEBE, ValderBBShow.com.
Right.
Got it.
Thank
okay.
you so much,
Thank
Alonzo.
You.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great evening. Well, Valder, we have about 8 minutes left in the show.
Oh,
so,
time goes. You
I know, it's flying.
I've enjoyed this. I've enjoyed engaging with you. I love your questions. Because there's so
Thank
many
you.
People out there that you're representing that have those same questions, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've always believed people want the best. I don't
oh,
care if you live
definitely.
In New Jersey, Dallas, Dubai, Iraq.
Mm.
It doesn't matter. People
right.
want the best. They really, really do. They may go about it differently, but I really
right.
believe we want the best. Like every mother wants the basic things. We want food for our kids. We want shelter.
Mm.
We want
mm-hmm.
safety. We want an education. I don't care where you live on this planet. We
That's
all
right.
want that. And that becomes our humanality. And if people can understand that, and I'm hoping, you know, engaging with people like you, people remember that. We're more
yes.
alike than we are different. So don't
oh,
spend
yes.
the energy on the different. Look for the likeness. Or, as I like
yes.
to say, look for the Christ in each person.
Amen. Amen. Well, I got one more question for you. You are the author of the E. Green book, The New Everyday Living Green. Where can we get a copy of that?
Well, of course, one-stop shopping. Go to ValderBBShow.com.
I like
when
you just say that.
You can buy it online, pay with your PayPal, and get an e-copy of it. And it's so easy to do it that way.
Yeah.
And I'm a real big proponent. The young man, Alfonso, I think it's Alfonso that was on
mm-hmm.
the caller, you know, I don't like paper. So,
yeah.
You know, it's such an easy, convenient way to reach people.
Yeah.
We do, my company, which is really called a BB Omni Media Company, you know, about 75% of our work takes place online.
Wow. I love e-books. I mean, and I love e-zine articles and things like that. It's just everything online is just it's just wonderful. To be able to do that and get all the information that you need. And I tell people, anytime you need anything, look up stuff on Google. But I love the website you said earlier, Earth911, and I will be going out on that site as soon as I get off.
But I have them on our we'll have some things also, too, on our website. We have a whole new website because we have more people than we have, what is that called, bandwidth. So we have a whole new website, so we're coming back up to speed and putting all the information there. So if anybody's looking for anything that they don't find on the website, just email us and we'll kind of help you get it.
Wonderful, wonderful. I have enjoyed having you on the show so much. And it looks like I have another caller, and I'm going to see if I can get a few questions out of them real quick. We got about 6 minutes remaining. So hold on just a second. Area code 832. Looks like you're on the line. Area code 832.
Hi. I actually didn't. I just got on. I just wanted to get on the show and congratulate both of you ladies. You have great business sense and, you know, just sharing the information. You know, a lot of people are, well, the Bible says that our people perish due to a lack of knowledge. And so I thank God that, you know, we are getting out there and we are sharing the information, because it's a wealth of information that, you know, I may not have time to look up or I may not have time to research. And I just really appreciate you for having the show and having your guest on. And that's basically all I wanted to say.
Thank you so very much.
Please, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. All righty. Well, Ms. Valda, do you have any kind of announcements about anything that's coming up that you're doing that you want our listeners to know?
Oh, I have such a litany of things.
Don't we all?
I got to be speaking about Living Green. I got an invitation to speak at UT Arlington in Dallas.
Oh, great. When?
It's about Living Green. It's next Saturday, which is the 15th. It's not open to the public, but I thought it was really worth talking about, because these are young people.
Mm-hmm.
And the young man that was a caller earlier, he said, how do you reach kids? You know, these are almost adult people out in the world, this student group. But these are going to be the real change makers. We're just helping them get started. That's all that we're doing.
Right.
And then we'll pass away, because that's life. That's how it is. And they'll pick up that torch and they will move forward with having a better planet. I really believe that in my heart. So a mission for me is to talk to young people. It's to talk to all people, but specifically young people, because that seed has a longer time to grow.
Right. Well, it's just like in the presidential race. I mean, it was like, you know, Barack really went after the young folks, you know, with his change theme. And not only did it affect us as older adults, I mean, you know, as older people, but the young folks were really like probably the biggest turnout ever in political history. And, I mean, my kids were just like, you know, my son just turned 18, and my other son is 21, so this was their first time voting, and they were just so gung-ho about getting out there and voting. And I don't remember having that kind of a excitement when I turned 18, because when I turned 18, that was my first time being able to vote as well. And I just don't remember having that same excitement. So young people are so eager to be heard, to have a voice, that this is going to be a great movement for them as well, going green and saving the planet. You know, I can just see that. So I wish you the best on that. That sounds exciting.
Well, it is, and I just want to make sure, you had asked me a question earlier, what can everyday people do about starting a business in green? Now, I want to make sure that I'm real clear on that. Start thinking now. This is America.
Yes.
If you can perceive it, you can achieve it. Start thinking now. You don't have to have a cookie-cutter business.
No,
start thinking now how you can bring a green business into fruition now. Because there are going to be incentives. There are going to be grants. There's going to be money. There are going to be opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait then to start saying, what can I do? Start thinking now. Start doing your work now. Start doing your research now. What kind of green opportunities do I want to bring to the table? And don't just try to make a fast buck.
Exactly.
Try to create something that's going to be sustainable to you and to the planet.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. We can't be selfish with it. We need to make sure that it's going to be something that not only affects us, but affects the people and the community around us. Redona is on the chat room. She tried to tell me how to pronounce the name, but I still don't get it.
Oh, we're from Louisiana, so we have – that's why my name is Valder, okay? And she's Redona. Yeah, we have
very easy names. I'm going to learn how to say it. I'm going to learn how to say her name. But she said she went out to Earth 911, and she said there's plenty of info there, from going green with jeans to going green with cooking oil. Who knew? So I can't wait to go out there, and
That's one of my favorite sites. There's so many great sites that give information for people. All you do have to really put in, I would recommend put in Living Green, Google Living Green, and you're going to get so many sites, and just sample them. But also, too, come on and get my newsletter, and I'll tell you every week, I'll tell you a great site to go to.
Well, I'll be out there. Thank you so much, Ms. Valder. I'm going to close out the show here, just letting everybody know to go to the website, nbwinorg.ning.com. I'm going to start posting some Going Green. I'm going to set up a forum for Going Green, and I'll probably, with Valder's permission, get some of her articles and place them out there. We got about 30 seconds to go. And thank you so much, Valder. Everybody, thank you for tuning in today. Have a wonderful evening, and I will see you next week.
It was my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to NBWEN Talk Radio, the premier radio show for the National Business Women Enterprise Network, Incorporated, with your host, Shelley Williams. For program information, call 888-436-2159. That's 888-436-2159. NBWEN Talk Radio, making a difference, ensuring success.